friends. March 13th, 2024. And the topic is Make Some Effort, Men. This is 50-something Love. I'm your host, Diane Brandon Moody. I am singing solo again today. Next week, we plan on having a host. I'm waiting on a confirmation, so I'll let you know that as soon as I know it. You can find me on TikTok and Instagram and Pinterest. So, and they're all at DianeBrandonMoody.com. So I know that this podcast normally talks to women, but every episode I have something that I want to say to guys. And I'm not saying it to be mean. I love men. I think men are great, but I think men are really baffled by women. And so here's a woman, and I'm telling you how you can make your relationship better or meeting women better. And I learned a lot of this from my husband of nearly 5 years. Well, 5 years. Yeah, it's been 5 years. So here's the hint. Make some effort, men. Now, this may not be just a man thing. There probably been saying, hey, I make effort all the time. And the last time I set up a date, the woman came dressed like she was doing her cleaning her house. And it was insulting to me too. You know, so let's make this to everybody. Make some effort. Now, women, your effort is different from setting up the date. I know it's old school, but most women over 50 still prefer a man to do the planning of the date. And if we're honest, to pay for the date. This is why it does not have to be a very expensive one, but a dinner somewhere edible is a great idea. So that's the tip there. But let me tell you about making some effort. And I said this in the first podcast, but this used to happen to me all the time. If they said, well, yeah, we can get some coffee. Great. Fine. Where should we meet? Well, I don't know your area. So, you know, I don't know. And I always thought, for crying out loud, don't you have Google? I mean, come on. There's a Starbucks every 4 feet in some of these places. You know, surely you can find a place. And so that used to just frustrate the living daylights out of me that I'm supposed to do the work to set that up because he was just frankly too lazy to look up Google. That was used to frustrate me no end. And if that were to occur to me today, if for some reason I was online dating again, and thank God I don't have a reason to do that. But if I were doing it, I'd just pass them by. That would be my number one sign that this is going nowhere. Don't even try. It's just not worth it. And men, you have my permission to do the same thing. The woman isn't making any kind of effort to meet you or get to know you, or she's putting you off or anything like that, then, you know, pass her by. Find the one who's compatible, who wants to meet with you in person sooner rather than later. And by sooner, I mean like within 2 weeks. We love to have a day or two's notice. That's important because we like the anticipation a whole lot. And we also may need some time to, you know, get clothes, get the right clothes that we want to wear, or a manicure or something like that. Asking somebody on a date later, you know, in 2 hours, don't do that because we know that's a hookup. You're looking for a hookup. Don't do that. That isn't the way to get to know people. So, but make some effort. So don't come off as lazy. So the thing is, unless and until a man asks you out on a proper date, which to me means dinner, but it could mean any meal. It could be a cocktail. I wouldn't go out on a coffee date again because to me that was just, it ended up just being pointless. I don't think there's anything between you no matter how many hours you've spent texting each other, which is another tip, don't spend hours texting each other. Get off the text and get in person. Because if you're going to text forever, you're really not looking for a real romance. You're looking to make yourself feel better in the moment, maybe to relieve some boredom. Maybe you're too scared. There's a whole lot of stuff. Don't do that. It's just, oh, it's so boring and so tedious. At least be honest about that to yourself, that the whole reason I'm not getting off text is because I'm scared. I'm scared that she'll reject me. I'm scared that he'll think I'm too old. Whatever. Just don't spend all that time texting. You create all these feelings, and these feelings are frankly imaginary. Well, they're real feelings, but what's behind them is imaginary, and it's completely useless. So if I can be any more clear, don't spend all your time texting. Now, I will tell you, I have talked to people in the past. My boyfriend isn't returning my text, and I don't know what happened. I haven't heard from him in 3 days. And when I drilled down, this particular couple, I say couple in air quotes, turned out they had never actually met in person before. They were long distance. All they did was text each other. They never had met in person, and they were texting for 2 years. And they referred to each other as boyfriend and girlfriend. This is called dexting. Gen Z likes to think it's new. It's not. I heard about these cases 20 years ago. And that baffles me. Like, why on earth would you want to spend all your time dexting? Pass them by. If you make it clear that you're in it to meet people live, then meet people live or pass them by. You can't change them, so don't try. Just pass them by. So here's how women usually put in effort. It's not usually in planning the date. If you have absolutely strong ideals that it should be equal, then by all means, go for it. I personally was old-fashioned enough that I loved being courted. I think that tells you a lot about the person. Most women I know over 50 prefer that. But if you have other ideals, do your thing, man. You won't get argument from me. But most men don't know the kind of prep that we put into it. We like to, maybe we need a haircut. Maybe we need a manicure. Maybe we need a pedicure. You may not even see our feet, but we're going to get a pedicure anyway. Because damn it, we don't want people to see ugly feet. We may even shave our legs. In that song, I Shaved My Legs for This, Deanna Carter, way back in the day, I thought that was hilarious. And there is not a woman alive who can't understand that frustration. Like, I went to all this trouble and this is what I'm getting. Ugh. So, yeah. So you can send your guy to this episode if you want, episode 5. And, the guy that you think needs to show a little bit more effort. That's one way dating has changed since in my lifetime, because there used to be very clear rules back. I don't know, the 60s changed all that. Before that, they were very specific rules, and it was clear who did what and who was in charge of what. Girl wasn't supposed to call a guy called a girl, the guy asked her out, the guy paid. All of that was extremely clear. Now, there were a lot of things about the 50s and 60s that weren't good, lots of things, and we can do that list on another time, but it was clear rules. In the later 60s, the Summer of Love and all that, it changed it, so nobody knows who's in charge anymore. But in my opinion, guys, put forth the effort. It will change your dating life. So here we are again. I am going to do my own questions to myself. What's your favorite way to travel? I love the Big Island of Hawaii. We stay with in a friend's cottage about 18 miles away from Volcano National Park. It's wonderful. What keeps you up at night? Menopause. Ugh. What's your favorite curse word? Today it's fuck all the way off. I used that a couple of times. Who's your celebrity crush? Hannah Waddingham, who's in Ted Lasso. She plays Rebecca. And yes, I'm a straight woman, but if I weren't, she'd be the one. Love her. What's your favorite food? Egg tacos for breakfast. I love that. What's your guilty pleasure? Dole Whip at the Dole Plantation. I hate the word plantation, but that's what they call it in Oahu. And so here is my really crummy sign off again. Until we rendezvous again in the magical world of 50-something love, this is your host, Diane Brandon Moody, asking you to have some champagne for no reason and spread love like confetti. I'll change that eventually, but right now it's making me laugh. Hope everybody has a wonderful day here at 50-something love. Tell your friends, pass it along. We're going to get better at this. And we're here to help you find the love of your life. Bye.